Welcome, one and all, to Broken Sea's production of Planet of the Apes. Before we begin, we ask that you make yourself comfortable and listen to this lesson from the Lawgiver.
Praise him, my strength and my redeemer.
A young orangutan happened upon the Lawgiver, returning from a trip to the rural district. "Excuse, sir," the young ape said, "but can you tell me what is the highest virtue an ape can attain to?" "Humbleness," the Lawgiver answered without hesitation. "Just that?" the orangutan asked. "Yes," replied the Lawgiver. "The humble ape is a reflection of the Almighty, whose ability goes far beyond that of simple material expression. His essence is a spiritual one. He is a living example of a disciplined spiritual life. He continually sets great tasks for himself and never neglects his daily learning. He is recognized by the aura of tranquility that surrounds him. He possesses an immovable spirit, a spiritual state that enables him to meet any situation with composure."
And now, Planet of the Apes.
Get in there, beast!
You bastard gorilla! Damn you!
Enough, Lieutenant. Wait outside.
But, sir!
It will be fine. This beast now understands its place.
Yes, sir.
Now, for my second meeting of the night. The verdict is in. At the moment, your simian friends and sponsors are free on bail. But they'll soon be brought to trial for heresy.
Zira and Cornelius spoke truth.
Your truth, perhaps. Not mine.
Of course. Figured. What about me, then?
Oh, your case was preordained. In a way, you performed a service for the state. Because your hearing made it possible for us to expose Zira and Cornelius. And now the tribunal has placed you in my custody for final disposition. Do you know what that means?
No.
Emasculation, to begin with. Then experimental surgery on the speech centers and the brain. Ultimately, a kind of living death. However, it's within my power to grant you a reprieve. That is why I summoned you here tonight. Tell me who and what you really are and where you came from, and no veterinarian will touch you.
Right. Like I believe that. I told the truth of that hearing of yours, Dr. Zaius.
You lied. Where is your tribe? Do you experiment on simians?
My tribe? My tribe, as you call it, lives on another planet in a distant solar system. I don't know what you're talking about.
Really? Then how is it that we speak the same language? Even in your lies, some truth slips through. This mythical community you're supposed to come from. Fort Wayne.
What about it?
A fort Unconsciously, you chose a name that was belligerent. Where were you nurtured?
Oh, Jesus. I take it you don't believe the prosecutor's charge. That I'm a monster created by Dr. Zira.
Certainly not. You're a mutant. And there are fires being set as we speak to burn you and your tribe out. Interesting that you should mention a monster created.
I'm full of surprises. Mutant? That's exactly what Zira and Cornelius claim. You're talking heresy, Doctor.
Of course.
All right. Suppose I am a mutant. Why does the appearance of one mutant send you into a panic?
Because you're not unique. There was one you called Landon.
Then you admit!
I admit that where there's one mutant, there's probably another. And another, and another. A vile nest of them. So where's your nest, Taylor? Where are your women?
Thank you for calling me Taylor. Dr. Zaius, I know who I am. Who are you? How'd this upside-down civilization ever get started?
You may well call it upside-down, since you occupy its lowest level. Deservedly so. The Eastern Desert has never been explored. We've always assumed that no life could exist there. Save yourself, Taylor. Tell me, is there another jungle beyond the Forbidden Zone? Somewhere where you and your mutant brothers experiment on apes? Plan the fall of simian society? May I remind you that I hold your sentience and your existence within my grasp?
I don't know.
If you are protecting others of your kind, it will cost you your identity.
Like Landon's? Look, I'm not protecting anybody. That hearing was a freaking farce. What have I done?
You're a menace. A walking pestilence. I do know who you are, Taylor. As I know that others of your kind must live in the Forbidden Zone. You have just 6 hours to make a full confession. After that, I will employ surgery to obtain one. I already have most of the puzzle, Taylor. Give me the place. Give me your tribe. Spare yourself your mind. Guard!
Yes, sir.
Take this creature back to his cage.
Move, beast!
Get your hands off me!
Shut up, human! Here!
Let go of
me! I said shut up!
Stay in!
See if this shuts you! Here!
All right, you can cut me to pieces, man! It's within your power! Let go of me, Professor! But know this, Doctor! You do it because you're afraid of me!
What?
You do it because you're freaking afraid of me! You do it from fear!
I said shut up!
Lawgiver, what is that? Is that metal?
Yes. Even when I found the lost scrolls, locked away at the academy, never would I have believed. And Zaius knew.
Dr. Zaius knew what? Dr. Marlowe, where did this construct come from? Dr. Marlowe?
What? Oh, yes. Like nothing you will ever see again, I imagine. This is history. Ancient history, yet more advanced than anything the simian brain could possibly conceive of, Sarissa. This is the past, staring you straight in the muzzle of the present.
The past? Dr. Milo, what are you talking about? This pointed object, it's larger than the Academy's Great Hall. And look over there. It has red, white, and blue markings. What is A-N-S-A?
What you are looking at is a starship. A craft created by man over 2,000 years past and washed up on the shores of our time. Spoken of in the Lost Scrolls. Here, in the Forbidden Zone. I never would have believed.
That's impossible!
Well, on my last archaeological expedition with Cornelius, I saw it fall from the sky, sinking to the bottom of this lake. I wasn't sure what it was. Then I found the Lost Scrolls. Metal. And it flew through the heavens.
Did Dr. Cornelius see it too?
No. And I did not mention it at the time.
If it sank in this lake, then how?
How it came to shore after sinking out there in that vast lake. I do not know.
Blue? You must be joking.
What's this? Some sort of lever.
Dr. Milo! Don't touch that!
By the lawgiver!
The door to the craft opened! Dr. Milo! Don't go in there! Dr. Milo!
This time. Oh, God. Not even cage with you anymore. Nova. I have... nothing. I see the concern in your beautiful face. And the spark of... something. Oh, God. I guess I'm gonna have a black eye for my pending execution. Yeah. Zace's guards did a number on my face. And my girlfriend, on this planet gone mad, cannot even say a prayer for me. Not that I'm deserving of one.
Oh, shut up, human! If it weren't for the fact that I need this job, I'd kill you myself for what you did to me, you sorry human bastard!
Open the cage, Julius. I'm sure I can give you a repeat performance.
What did you say, beast? I'm going to enjoy this, bright eyes. So sorry, Dr. Zira. He tried to escape and fell with my nightstick embedded in his skull. Just don't know how it... Who's there?
Are you Julius?
What do you want?
I'm from the Office of Animal Affairs. This mail is to be transferred to the zoo.
At this hour? Who says so?
Don't they tell you anything? The Anti-Vivisectionist Society is up in arms. They're going to save this beast from those butchers in the lab. If he can speak, he belongs in the public zoo. But what'll probably happen is that some money-mad grown-up will put him in a circus, and then we'll have to pay to see what rightfully should have...
Stop making speeches and show me the order!
Here it is.
Damn! Too dark to read this! Turn this lantern up so I can see.
Psst! Right eyes! When he comes back over here...
What the hell?
What? Who are you?
What was that?
Oh, nothing. This male of Dr. Zira's looks, vicious. He really talks?
You don't know the half of it. Yeah, stupid beast won't shut up. Ursus has the right idea. Shoot first. Let me finish reading this. Why do officials always write so damn small?
Right eyes,
hit him when he comes back over here.
This sword is no good.
Yes, it is good. I just came from Dr. Maximus himself. Show me. I just walked all the way from the other side of Ape City.
See, it has to be signed right
here. Now, get him!
That'll learn you, Julius.
That was close. Hope he hasn't hid the keys. I hope Aunt Zira was right about you, Taylor.
Aunt Zira? Who are you?
So you can talk. I'm Dr. Zira's nephew, Lucius. This abduction was her idea. Oh, hope this holds him. You're not really going to the zoo. That's just our cover story in case we're stopped.
Come on, get me out of here. Hey, thanks.
We've got to move fast. Come on.
Okay, not again. Lucius, Nova, she comes too.
What? Aunt Zira doesn't want your female.
I want her.
If you insist, but I'm not taking any orders from a...
Yeah, fine. No orders. Just let her out.
Grown-ups are all the same. Even human ones. There. Happy? Now come on.
I'm not leaving you, Nova. Funny. I think I'm starting to love...
Oh, come on. Unless you want Zaius to cut on your head.
I told you not to bring the other one, Lucius.
He wouldn't leave her.
Oh, all right. Get in. Hurry.
Listen, Zira, I...
Taylor, just keep quiet and get in the wagon cage. We may get away with this if we hurry. Remember that men all look alike to most apes. Get in.
Fine, I'll get in. Come on, Nova.
What are you waiting for, Lucius? Go!
Yeah, yeah.
Grown-ups. Gorilla hunters.
Keep moving. We can't turn back now.
They keep coming to our groves. Stupid humans! Look at this one on my horse. After we get this damn wagon fixed, I think I'm gonna skin it and make a lamp for the wife.
Good idea. We may be out here all night with how bad that wheel is torn up. But you gotta do something with the humans, or we'll run out of ammunition shooting the smelly beasts. Hey, Urko, look. What's a wagon transport doing out here at this time of night?
I don't know. Ursaris didn't say anything about this. Let's find out. The rest of you, stay here while we check it out.
Aye, sir.
Yeah.
they come.
Stay calm.
Hold it.
Whoa.
Doctor's here. A bit late for a ride, isn't it? As you can see over there, our wagon broke down. I'm afraid we'll have to commandeer yours.
You can't. I've two sick humans in the cage. We're taking them to the chief vet at the zoo.
We bagged two live ones today ourselves. I'll have to ask you to take them along, too.
No! No, my animals are diseased. Leave them alone. They're diseased, I tell you.
You're down now.
Tudor, give me a torch.
Aye, sir.
Give the diseased beast a taste of fire. I'll cure them for you, doctor.
Sergeant, please. No!
Stand back. He's dangerous.
Why? This beast?
He's rabid. His bite is fatal.
Are you serious?
You would die in agony, frothing at the mouth, and worse!
And then shut the damn gate!
Yes, sir. There. You're safe, Sergeant.
Thanks.
We really must be going. If one of these should escape and drink from our reservoir, it would contaminate us all.
All of us? Get moving, Dr. Zira!
Thank you, Sergeant. I will make sure to let General Ursus know of your diligence. Come, Lucius.
Yes, Dr. Zira.
Thank you. Now go!
Night, Sergeant. Hiya! Ha!
You scientists.
They treat those animals better than they treat us.
I still say the only good human is a dead human. Let's fix this damn wheel!
I've been waiting here for hours. Feel like a common horse thief. Getting supplies for humans. I need to have my head examined. I hope this tailor is worth my career. My life. But for Zira, I would do any. There they are. Ha! Ha! What took them so long? Zira! Over here! Whoa! Whoa!
Cornelius, by the lawgiver, it's good to see you.
How did it go? Here, let me help you down, Zira.
Thank you. I feared we might not make it. There was one bad moment. Some hunters stopped us.
I persuaded them our beasts had rabies.
Oh, did you, Lucius?
Okay, we.
I would never fence with you, my dear.
Then you are a smart chimpanzee, my fiancé.
Hey! Let us out of here!
His attitude really does need some work.
Hush, Lucius.
Okay, Aunt Zira. Hold on, Bright. I mean, Taylor. There.
Man, feel like we've been in there for years. Here, Nova, let me help you.
Well, Taylor, we're all fugitives now.
Yeah, you wear it well, Cornelius. Do you have any weapons?
Yes, but we won't need them.
Just the same, I want one. Where are they? On the horses?
Look here, Taylor. I'm in charge of this expedition.
Okay, fair enough. But you're no longer in charge of me. And I don't mean to be captured again. This rifle will even the odds.
Oh, as you wish. You seem to be holding the gun now.
Not for you, my friend. Not for you. Zaya seems to think there might be another jungle beyond the Forbidden Zone. That's what we'll try for. What about you?
Cornelius and I have been indicted for heresy. Unless we can prove our theories, we don't stand a chance of acquittal.
You're going back to the Forbidden Zone?
To the diggings I worked at a year ago. It's a 3-day ride across the eastern desert, near where you claim you landed from that planet of yours.
You still don't believe me, do you?
It's a long detour to a dead lake. What would we find?
Nothing much. The remnants of a life raft? Maybe a small flag. Flag of my country, man.
Sorry, Taylor. The terrain around that lake is poisonous. There is no fresh water, no vegetation, nothing.
I know. I know. Nevertheless, I thank you for saving us. Thank you both. You know you'll be in more trouble for going there.
We've been in trouble since the moment we met you.
What? What are you... What is it, Nova?
What's she pointing at?
That's the way to home? That's the way to home. The groves where I first saw you. She knows it. Look, Nova. Okay. Slow down, Nova. Slow down. Taylor, slow down. Okay. We can't stay here. Okay, Nova, I get it. Okay, Nova. You want to go to the grove? The waterfall? No? Okay, calm down. Okay. Then where? Well, looks like my plans are changing. We can't go there. She says it's not safe. And she should know. I guess you have some company.
Then we'd better get started. If the mounted police pick up our trail, they'll come this far at least.
Right. Lucius, put the water and provisions in the wagon.
Okay, I'll get the provisions.
Are you going to take her with you?
Yes.
You realize that you're a different breed. This Nova of yours will never evolve.
Maybe, maybe not.
You want her that much?
As a matter of fact, I do. You threw us together, remember? And you guessed right. Yeah, men, like apes, get despondent without a mate. I've changed from the man I was when I landed here. I never needed anyone. Never let anyone get close. Till now. Yeah. I better help Cornelius and Lucius.
You really are amazing.
Betty, is the doctor here? Yet.
No, sir, Mr. Burton.
If he doesn't show his ass in my office in 5 minutes, call the Joint Chiefs. Call the Marines. Hell, call the goddamn Mafia and put a contract on his crowd ass. But get him into my office. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, sir.
Can't find any good help these days. Damn. I need a drink and a cigarette. You'd think that a former Nazi was there.
Looking for me?
Hessline! Damn drink ruined my Armani! Betty!
A bit jumpy, Avi, Burton. Now that the die have been cast.
Hessline, shut the fuck!
Mr. Burton, sir. Dr. Hessline is here.
Oh, she is bright.
Idiots. Surrounded by krauts and friggin' idiots. I can see that. Get sanitation up here ASAP. That's right the hell now. Understand? Miss Carmichael, get this mess cleaned up and get me a spare suit. No.
Yes, sir.
Hired the Fraulein for her features and not her intellect.
Yeah, no brains, but nice.
Why did you call me? I am somewhat busy. We do have a starship in space.
The president knows too much, and it'll be a while till I can do something covert about that. Maybe a break-in on the opposition's political campaign headquarters. Anyway, how sure are you that this mission will fare any better than the last one?
I pulled a lot of strings for you and this theory.
It is no theory. It is fact. Based on what you and I recovered back in...
I am aware of where this knowledge of yours came from. What I want to know and what you've been unable to answer is where Taylor, Dodge, and Landon went. Why they've not returned, and why I pulled all the strings I have in Spec Ops, among others, to get this rescue mission off the damn ground. If this doesn't work, we will both be erased. In a way I would rather not speculate about.
Our careers have been wed to each other since the discovery, for better and for worse. The trajectory replicates what I have discerned where no other could hope to.
Be aware that I am trusting you. I got you out of Germany for the OSS and saved you from the Ruskies. Remember that. I have a dossier on you, Haslan, that would have made Heydrich queasy. Yet here you stand, head of development for ANSA. Thanks to me.
I can just as easily discuss the gold of the Semites and certain Visa bank accounts that disappeared and then magically reappeared in your checking account, my dear Director Burton. Neither of us is clean. My oath to you and your country remains strong. Have no fear, Mr. Burton. The discovery in the early days of Ansa of the crash helped us both. Remember that.
Lucky for me, the Reich Air Marshal was so interested in things above and beyond his damned Luftwaffe. Almost like you expected the...
Yeah, we had tracked it from a secret Icelandic radar post. Even the arrogant little corporal knew not of my unofficial duties. But you did not call me here to go over politics or my family genealogy or the history of the defeated.
No, I wanted to look you in the eyes and know that this second mission will succeed.
Well, I still don't know how to lift Icarus and the second ship off the Earth and to the jump point where the FTL drive cuts in without using our conventional Saturn V rocket boosters. However, the courses of the two ships are identical, if not 2 years apart.
And why is that?
It is locked out. The FTL drive engines, I understand. The ability to escape the atmosphere is there, but as of yet I cannot access it. Almost seems intentional.
Okay, so Taylor has been there, wherever the hell there is, for, what, 2 years now?
We are talking about time and the speed of light. 2 years, 2 minutes, 2 centuries. All are relative.
So you cannot guarantee that?
I can guarantee that the second ship will find the first. Of that, I have no doubt. But there are intangibles when traveling through space and time. You know this.
Wonderful.
The second ship has had a few features added that Taylor's Icarus did not have.
I am aware of your modifications. What of the third?
Proceeding ahead of schedule.
Good. Drink?
No, I have work to do.
Keep me posted.
Oh, I will, Herr Director. I will.
Because if this fails, the repercussions might well bring down the entire damned government. Jesus.
Look, Skipper, I'm just saying.
You've been saying the same thing for months.
Make that 80 years by the clock's time. What are we? A week older?
Skipper, Commander Burton, initiating REA pod sleep. Skipper, Commander Burton.
Thank you, computer. That thing still creeps me out.
What is wrong, Commander Burton? We're out of
Right. I think you know something.
Commander Brent?
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Ignore her, Brent. She's our ticket home.
Just like that. We fly through the fourth dimension and then jet back. All because of some machine built by that Haslam. And now this bunch of chips and wires is a she?
Jesus. Okay, I'll bite. One last time. Yeah, a she. In any event, why send us all this way just to prove we can fly at FTL and travel through time just to kill us when we return? I don't see the point. Look, we have to get to the REM pods and sleep the rest of the way, Brent. You can dream your conspiracy theories in hypersleep. Me, I'm going to dream of a Hawaiian native girl that cannot speak and worships the very ground I walk on, as I sip on a banana daiquiri with far too much rum and a nice purple umbrella in it.
So we can be one up on the Russians in a game of nuclear war that we're all going to lose anyway. What do you know of this newfound technology?
Jesus, Brent, you're a case. How the hell you got this mission? Come on, let's sleep the rest of this trip.
How?
Jesus, rumor. Haslam and Burton were both on above top secret detachment of the early ANSA back in 1947, and they found something in the desert.
And this cover-up doesn't bother you?
Give it a rest. Like I said, it's a rumor. Come on.
Commander Burton.
Wonder how Taylor put up that thing.
You and Taylor, two of a kind, been competing since the Academy. You know, you're the only friend he ever had, if he has friends.
Broken Sea Audio Productions presents Planet of the Apes, an expanded audio drama by Bill Holweg, based on the novel by Pierre Boulle and the film script by Michael Wilson and Rod Serling.
Starring in tonight's production of Planet of the Apes, Bill Holweg as Taylor and Bert, Dave Simkoyak as Julius, Glenn Sheets from the POTA Yahoo Groups as Lucius and Gorilla Number One, Natasha Lathrop as Dr. Zira, Gareth Preston as Dr. Zaius, and Colin Snow, the Man of a Thousand Voices, as Urko, and Gorillas 2, 3, 4, and 5, and Bill Holwick as Gorilla 6, and Anne Lizick as the computer, and the secretary, Betty Carmichael, Mary Bollinger as Sarisa, and my buddy Jack Ward from the Sonic Society as Dr. Milo, and Colin Snow as Commander Brent, and Dave Sokoliak as the Skipper, Gary Coplin as Dr. Hasline, and Mark Kalita as Cornelius and the Lawgiver. Thank you again for listening. Go to BrokenSea.com and check out some of our other audio dramas at www.BrokenSea.com.
Return to us again soon for another exciting episode in the saga of the Planet of the Apes. Only from Broken Sea Audio Productions.